Brent Cochran, and I have dual roles here. I'm one of the advisors of the CoLab, but I'm also a tenant with Community Source Capital. It's a crowdfunding company that I co-founded with some folks that are based in Seattle, and we basically crowdfund microloans for local businesses. So, for instance, we're running a campaign right now with the publication Growing Up in the Valley. We're helping them purchase a delivery van so they can stop using their personal vehicle, and we're helping them purchase some new computers so they can sort of advance their design on their magazine.
What do you think is the best part about working in this type of environment if you're an entrepreneur or just getting off the ground?
It's the connectivity. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, just sitting in this space, you're going to have people that, you have people who are members here that you're going to interact with on a regular basis, but people come and go all the time, and there's a synergistic thing happening. For instance, you know, I know of projects and jobs that are going forth because people have met in here. There's Better Building Works that does a lot of innovative stuff in terms of energy-efficient retrofitting and things, and they've already connected with a developer here who's working on a project. And so now they're going to be part of that project. And that just happened because the two people happen to be in the same space. So it's the type of thing of people, it becomes a physical gathering space for innovative people. It's kind of like, you don't know, you could walk in the door right now and there are people sitting up front. You don't know who they are, but I guarantee you they're interesting people working on something really interesting. So it's worth just walking over and saying, hey, I'm Gene and this is what I do. I'm curious what you do.
Do you think this is one way, Brent, that Roanoke is going to grow businesses and put more people to work, you know, and draw interesting people here?
I do. You know, there is no silver bullet to all that. I think, you know, traditionally economic development has looked at bringing in the big box retailers, and I think in big box manufacturing. I think that is one part of the multi-tiered approach. The other one, the one that resonates with me, is providing the infrastructure and the foundation for entrepreneurs to really accelerate. You look at something like Meridium. That was a guy that started out in his garage. You know, it's employing really high-paid workers. They've revamped a building downtown. They're dumping a lot of money into the city and into the economy. This place is going to stimulate Meridiums again and again and again because it's actually providing the one physical place where people can come together to do that, but then the services, the connections, the infrastructure, all the things that are required for entrepreneurs to actually be able to succeed. I think it's just going to accelerate in the Roanoke Valley. I'd be really interested to see. I think the Roanoke Valley is really going to be a different place in 5 years. I think there'll be a lot more startups here. And when I mean startups, not just people starting small businesses, but probably people starting businesses hope to be national. Kind of like those are our goals with Community Source Capital. We're trying to get in all 50 states as quickly as possible. We're in 9 states right now. And Roanoke is the East Coast office. So I'd like for one day to be out of here and have many employees and a building downtown and, you know, be somewhere along the lines of Meridium. But hopefully we can do that 20 times over, 50 times over, 100 times over, and actually create good jobs and give people reasons to, like young people, reasons to both stay here and to come here. Because we have a really great quality of life in Roanoke. I mean, it's, you know, it's so easy to live here. And people are starting to see that from larger markets. People are moving here from Atlanta, from New York, from Portland, Oregon, from places like that. There's a guy here who's a member who came back from Microsoft. And he kind of grew up in the area, and he has a really interesting startup company that he's working on, and he wanted to be back here for quality of life and also access to services. You know, there's a potential you can be a big fish in a small pond, which has a lot of advantages. Not necessarily, I don't say that like an egotistical advantages, but a lot of advantages. Like, you know, if you need to talk to the city manager, you can go have a meeting with the city manager. You can't really do that in New York. You know, and so there are a lot of advantages to being able to navigate systems like that and being able to interact with the people that actually can help you make things possible.